All right, day four.
Good day. Second day in pads, well, half pads, but a lot of physicality to the practice, a lot of tempo, really good tempo. There is no shortage of passion and energy on this team. They get after it. In fact, you gotta rein them in a little bit, but these guys know how to go to work. Still too many penalties. You know, second day in a row, we've had quite a few penalties. D-line played really well today, gave the O-line all they could handle today. Offense wasn't as efficient today, wasn't as crisp, in my opinion, just without looking at the film. But good things. We're taking steps forward. Each of the four practices, we've taken a big step forward.
Is that because of the line play up front? They weren't as crisp?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. You know, the line wasn't as good up front on the offense, and the defensive line was on it today. But we've made strides every day, every practice. If we can continue on this upward trend without plateauing, we get a chance to be pretty good.
Have you made a lot of changes in that offensive line? Are you mixing it up or just kind of seeing how it goes?
No, not a lot of changes. You know, Leka has been bouncing back and forth between guard and tackle, but looks like he's most likely going to be staying at tackle. Jordan Agasiva was going back and forth as well. He'll most likely be staying at guard. And everyone else has been pretty much staying in the same spot, except for some new guys. We got some new guys that we're trying
Nick
some
Ford
different
over
spots.
There.
Nick Ford is an offensive lineman. And is going to be a very good one in
last,
time. In
last
time.
Year there were some problems with some low snaps. Now that Lowe's kind of had a little more consistency in that role, have you seen that problem? Or?
No, Lowe is an excellent snapper, and his snaps have been right on the money for the most part all spring or all fall camp long. The backups don't have as much experience as Lowe, but they're coming. We still got, you know, over 4 weeks before we line up and play.
How comfortable would you be playing multiple offensive linemen beyond the starters in the national game?
I think we got eight guys that we feel confident in right now. So comfortable up to those eight. After that, there's quite a significant drop off, and we got to continue to shrink that gap between the next five or six guys.
Not to go a TV show, but is eight enough?
Yeah, okay. I got you. That's a good one.
How's Jackson been at left tackle? Is he living up to what you need him to be right
sure
now?
Sure is. He was solid all spring. Played his best football as a Ute during spring and has picked up right where we left off. He's a fixture at left tackle right now.
Carrington's doing things I haven't seen from a receiver out here ever.
He's special talent. And the more he gets familiar with the offense, the more comfortable he gets in the offense, the faster he plays. And he was playing very fast today. He's a tough matchup. And he's got great body control. His asset, first of all, he's got length. He's nearly 6'3", 200 pounds, huge hands, big wingspan, and he can go up and get the contested ball. He's got great body control and makes that acrobatic catch up the field.
Are you seeing any separation with those other guys at the receiver position?
They're all working hard, and they're all doing a good job. Every one of us has improved. We hope to get Ray Singleton out full-time in the next few days. He's been out in a limited capacity the last couple days. But we feel like good about the young guys. Brian Thompson's doing a nice job. He looks very good. Bronson Boyd, Josh Nurse is doing a good job, although he's a JC transfer, but he's got 3 years. He's a 3-for-3 guy. So like I said the other day, that position group has undergone a major transformation.
What are your expectations for Bronson Boyd? Gets in here late, hasn't played. Troy told us he hasn't played a ton of football.
Hasn't, and so he's raw, but he's smooth and athletic, and you can see the upside. Like I said the other day as well, we look for upside. You know, we're gonna sink the reps into the guys that have the upside.
When you say eight guys on the line after the top five, who are the other three that sort of distinguish?
Well, I don't want to single them out right now, but there's three guys that are ready to play, and the other guys are continuing to work. So they're coming from the second unit, though, all three of those guys. There's a couple guys in the second unit that are just not ready yet.
You've had a chance to think about your defensive back comment from yesterday.
Yeah.
Potentially better than last year.
If they keep working hard and they stay healthy, then we could potentially be better than last year. That statement's not a reach.
What is it that gives you the most confidence in saying that?
We got a corner group that looks like a corner. They're all 6 foot, you know, tall and 190-plus pounds, fast. They're almost all sub 4.5. And so it's a best-looking corner group we've had in a while here.
Is Kendrick Young giving corner a shot?
Yep, Kendrick Young is being tried over there in an experimental situation. It's not for certain. He's been there 2 days now. He'll stay there the rest of this week, and then we'll make a decision on what we want to do with him. With the depth at receiver, we think that maybe he'll be able to help us a little sooner at corner.
We haven't talked much about tight ends here in fall camp.
Uh-huh.
What role are they playing right now for Troy?
Well, they'll be in the mix, and they definitely have their place in the offense. Siali wasn't out until yesterday. You know, he had missed the first couple days. Harrison Hanley's out there full time. Bapa Falamaka. So, it's you won't see percentage wise as much tight ends as you saw last year as far as tight end sets. But you will see them, and they definitely got a place. They'll have a significant role.
You're going to have a lot of, passing offenses in the Pac-12 this year. Does having Troy Taylor's offense, where it's maybe a little more pass-heavy, help those cornerbacks a little bit more? Or is it hard to kind of see that?
I think it's give and take. The more you throw the ball, the better you're going to be defending it. In practice, when you're going against the offense and vice versa. And so, your defense is I don't want to say at the mercy, but you've got to manufacture what your offense isn't giving you. You've got to manufacture that with your scout teams and make sure you're ready to defend it all.
What are you seeing from your kicking game right now?
Kicking game, punting game is lights out. Mitch is hitting the ball well. There's no problem there. Kickoff game is solid. Place kicking right now is up in the air. We got three guys battling, and right now I couldn't tell you who would kick if we had to play tomorrow. It's flip a coin at this point.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, of the new guys, do you know if there's anybody you plan on using in the return game at this point? I know you have folks back.
Still looking at a bunch of guys. Vickers, Vickers gets here, then he's a guy that's explosive in the return game, but he's not here yet. And so the new guys, I don't know if there's anybody that's going to unseat the guys that we got coming back, but Vickers could be that guy if he gets himself eligible.
Any update on Vickers and Lewis?
We're just still hoping, like I said the other day, within 2 weeks. So hopefully by 2 weeks from yesterday, we'll know for certain. They'll either be here or they're not going to be here at all.
When you speak of these DBs being potentially better, are you talking like necessarily at the start of the season? Or are you talking long term?
No, just big picture. Big picture. This group has a chance to develop into a very formidable group, but we got a long ways to go. I'm just talking about the upside. There's a ton of talent. There's size. There's speed. There's ball skills. And so they got to continue to work hard. There's not much experience in that group at all. There's very little experience. But like I said, the potential is there, and they got a great work ethic right now, but they got to maintain it. You can't plateau.
Have you seen any separation in the quarterbacks yet?
Troy and Tyler probably making a little bit of a separation from Cooper, at least before today. We'll watch the film today and see if that gap closed at all. But Troy had a very good day yesterday. That was his best day yesterday. We'd have to grade the film today to see how he was, but yesterday was his strongest performance.
Do you see Tyler coming in if Troy is the quarterback in different sets, or
that's way down the road. That's way down the road. We'll sort that stuff out once we've established who's one, who's two, who's three on the depth chart. Then we'll decide, is there a role for the number two guy or whatever the case may be. So that's a decision that's made in 2 or 3 weeks.
Obviously, it was a tough break for Armand Master, coach. But when you were recruiting him, did you know that he had the ability to step in kind of an emergency situation and take the reins the way he did last year?
We hope so, and that's what we saw when he was at his junior college. And he was a very productive runner in junior college, very good runner in high school. When we got him last year, he was out of shape. He was way out of shape. He was over 220 pounds, and he's a 210-pound back. That's what he should be. And so by the time second, third game rolled around, he was in shape and really starting to play like his up to his capabilities, and then the injury occurred.
How does Zach Moss compliment Armand Shine?
Zach Moss is not a compliment to Armand. He's pushing him hard. It's neck and neck right now. Armand's maybe got the edge, but Zach is much improved over last year, and you'd expect that just with a year experience in the program. But Zach Moss is doing everything right. He's going to be hard to keep off the field.
What do you think your deepest talent group is right now?
Deepest talent, defensive line. We're 6 deep at tackle and probably 5 deep at D end. So that position, that's good.
Your starters there, they're awful strong up front.
Yeah, we got Lowell and Flip inside who are I wouldn't trade them for anyone in the conference inside. And then you got Kylie and Bradley and I outside. And you got John Pennicini, Lecky Fotu inside, Alani Havili inside, Howard Pututau. There's just Pete Tatonga. And then on the outside, the next guy's up, Max Dupai and Caleb Rep. And it's a very deep group. So that's a luxury for us again. So many years now we've had depth at defensive line, and maybe more so this year than any time in a long time.